Blog Talk Radio.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday to you all. Hey, so I saw the most amazing concert ever in my whole life ever on Friday night. Harvey's Lake Tahoe had Sting and Peter Gabriel playing together on stage. It was concert of a lifetime, as far as I'm concerned, just frickin' absolutely amazing, awesome. So if you want it, so I've been off and traveling and doing things the last couple weeks, so I've missed you guys. I see that you are all lined up for your calls, which I really appreciate that you remember me, even though I've been gone for a couple weeks here. I am going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, Mona. It's Stacy. I wanted to tell you that I had a job for that only lasted a day, and
what?
I was exactly. I wanted to ask you what happened. Well, what happened was I interviewed 2 years ago with this gal. Her name begins with a W, and she was kind of abrupt or whatever. But I didn't get the job. So 2 years later, I told the one gal that sent me to her, I said, listen, because they advertised for something again. And I said that I went on the interview and, you know, 2 years ago, but she didn't seem interested. So then this gal calls me and says, no, I want you to go. You'll interview with somebody else. So I said, okay. And I went and I had an excellent reference and everything letter. And I took a test for it and scored really high. And I have a lot of skill set for it.
Okay, we got to speed this
so
up.
So when I went in there, four other people were in for the same position to go to. One was a half hour late. Another gal was half hour late too. And I showed up early. So what happened was they had a trainer there who was a guy with training, and I grasped everything. You know, I knew the material and everything.
You got it, right?
And
okay.
Exactly. So all of a sudden, the gal, her name begins with a W, she comes into me and says, Stacy, come into my office now at 4 o'clock and says, you got take your stuff with you. And she goes, I got to tell you that, it's not going to work out, and I got to send you home, but I'll pay you for the day. And I was like, well, what happened? You know, I didn't understand it. You know, I really don't.
You're acting with me like I'm about to give you a full reading, and I'm only supposed to answer
No, all I wanted to know is what went wrong. Was it the guy or the girl? And I just want to know if I'll get something soon, because I don't have closure to what happened.
All right, Stacy, I want you to make closure to what happened. I want you to define closure. I think you dodged a bullet. I really do. Because I'm looking at your cards here, and I'm going, you know what? You would have killed yourself to make all this. You would have worked your butt off. You would have killed yourself to make a great impression. You would have done all of that, and they wouldn't have cared. and you don't want to work for somebody that doesn't give a crap about you.
Mm-hmm.
So you create the closure, and you say, wow, the universe gave me a really clear sign that I've just dodged a bullet. And here's what I'm seeing is that you're not supposed to be in that job. What industry is it?
No, it's a corporation. It's a corporate job for business.
I know, but what kind of industry? What do they do?
It's for insurance.
Oh, you really want to work in insurance?
Well, I want to work somewhere where, you know, something, yeah.
I think you dodged a bullet. I really do. I think that you would have hated that job in the long run. I really do.
Her or him? I mean, whose choice was it?
Does it matter?
Well, yeah, because I just didn't, yeah.
Okay, according to this, according to this, they had somebody specific in mind for the job, they probably took one of the people that was a half hour late.
Crazy.
Well, but it's, again, this isn't you. You dodged a bullet here. According to what I'm seeing is that this is going to make you mad enough to find a job you really want.
Do you know when that's going to happen?
Well, it's saying almost immediate that these next 2 weeks are, and that you need to go, you know what, I'm tired of waiting around, I'm tired of waiting for life to happen, I'm going to step forward and get a job. And I don't care what job that is, I just need you to be working. And according to this, you had a fantasy about the insurance thing, about the job being a different way, but what it's saying is that you would have hated it once you got into it. Really?
Oh,
that's
good.
That's what it says. So I think you dodged a bullet. All right, gal, got to go. Lots of calls lined up because I've been gone for a couple weeks. Thanks for calling.
Oh, okay.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 414 area code. Hello, 414. Who's this?
Hello. Felicia.
Hey, Felicia, what's your question?
What question is,
Sweetie, I can barely hear you. So whatever you're doing with your phone, Felicia.
Okay.
All right, that's much better, because whatever you're doing with your phone, I couldn't hear anything.
Okay, I said, do you see me staying in the state that I am in now, or do you see me moving back? I love the state that I'm in, but there's no but. I just love the state that I'm in, and I'm just looking for a different job.
All right, let me see. Hold on. Well, it's saying there's a new beginning here if you want it, but the way to get the new beginning is that you need to start participating in groups or activities that would invite you to have a job. So, what it's saying is that moving is always an option. You can always move home, right?
Correct.
So yes. What I'm seeing here is that. I want you to be the gal that gets on the internet today and starts. I'm going to have you do your job search a little bit different than people normally do their job search. What I want you to do is I want you to choose a company that you'd like to work for instead of looking online to see who's looking for the job you've done before. I want you to look. Mm-hmm. For an organization you'd like to work for. Then I want you to go to their job search and see what they have.
Okay.
And then once you find a job you like, I want you to apply for the job on the internet. I want you to wait 2 days. And then I want you to do, I always call this a donut ambush. You bring HR, human resources, 2 dozen donuts with your resume taped to the top and a cover letter. And the cover letter says, I applied online for a job with you. I wanted to bring you guys a couple dozen donuts to start your day off in a sweet way. I look forward to meeting you, Felicia. Sincerely, Felicia. With your resume, taped to the top of the donut with a thing that says human resources. Now, if you can find out the name of the person that's in charge of human resources, that's even better. Okay. So you might do a little bit of research before you actually apply, and you call up the company and say, "Hi, what's the name of your HR person, your human resources person?" Okay. But because according to this, as soon as people meet you, they adore you, they like you, they want to hire you. So we need to do a little more of that.
Okay. I found the company, so I'll just do the Dunkin' Donuts. I found the company and did the application.
Okay, so
you
already applied. Oh, good. So you already applied online, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow morning, Monday morning, everybody's coming back from the weekend, you bring 2 or 3 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. Just all raised glaze, no variety, just all the same, like 3 dozen. And you put your resume and your cover letter in an envelope. You address it to the person that's the HR person, or just put human resources. Hey, these are for human resources. And they will open the envelope on the top of the donuts. And they'll go, wow, this gal really wants a job here. We should meet her.
Yes.
And then once they meet you and they like you, they'll hire you.
Okay.
All right, gal pal.
I will do that.
All right.
Thank you.
All the best. See ya.
Okay,
bye. All right. Let me see. I've got somebody here from the 323 area code. Hello, 323. Who's
Hi, Mona.
Hi, Mona. What's your first name?
Oh, hi. It's Maria.
Oh, hi, Maria. What's your question?
Also about a job. I applied for a job, and I was wondering if it's going to work out for me because I have one job right now, so if it's going to work out for me to have two at the same time.
Okay, well, have you interviewed with the new job yet, the one you want?
No, not yet. I applied, and they did tell the supervisor. I met him before two years ago, and
okay.
I'm also one that worked there. Yeah.
Okay, so you met him before or you worked there before?
No, I met him before 2 years ago because I know someone who used to work there.
Okay, so this is nothing personal, but I don't know that he remembers you.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think he does.
Okay.
No.
Okay, because what I'm getting is that a direct phone call to him is going to do more for you than anything else you do.
Okay.
So you need to call him and say, hey, you know, I applied for that job that was posted, and I'm wondering if you can help pave the way or if you know the status on it, because I'd really like to have the job. So this is talking about you can't wait on this one. You have to be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to call
yeah.
and say, you know what, I'm really interested. I think this would be an awesome job. I've heard great things about you as a supervisor. You know, I'd really love to work there. And he'll go, oh, okay, you know, and then he'll pave the way for you. But you can't just wait for it to happen. You've got to actually initiate something. That's what it's saying in your cards.
Okay. Thank you.
All right,
so
my
much.
Friend? Okay, see ya.
Have a great
Bye.
Day. Bye.
All right, let's see. I've got somebody here from the 302 area code. Hello, 302. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Cindy. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. What's your question?
Just have a relationship question. I have a gentleman friend that I'm quite interested in and wanted to know if you see us connecting.
Let's see. So before I even turn cards over, the last thing in the world to do with this particular guy is put any pressure on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's somebody that he's got a very, very high standard, which I think you definitely meet, of who he wants to spend time with. So this is not a guy that you go into what does the future hold for us too quickly, because this is a guy that's going to have a very, very long fuse about the right companion. Now, the way to talk to this guy is say, you know, I'm seeking my companion of choice. I'm seeking somebody that I know I can spend time with. I'm seeking a guy that if I have a buy one, get one free coupon at a restaurant, he's not going to have an issue with us using it. All right? That you're actually looking, that you need to audition him as much as he's auditioning you. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
And that when you spend time with him, it can't be anything but enjoyable. Now, it doesn't mean it has to be all surface and all, you know, small talk and pretend. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an ease that you have with somebody that you feel a good connection with.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you can get to that point, then this can be a rest of your life relationship. But there's
right.
It's like both of you are throwing gauntlets of tests in front of each other. And I want you to stop testing each other, and I just want you to be with each other. But
okay.
This says he's a little hard to get to know. He's a little hard to get close to. And that's
mm-hmm.
not you. It's not you. It's just he doesn't want to be burned, so things are going to be real slow with this one. But according to this, worth the wait.
Right.
But
right.
don't even define the relationship. Just say, you know, don't even say, well, you know, what are we, you know?
Uh-huh.
You define it. And you say to yourself, we're dating and we're seeing if we get along. But it doesn't mean that you cut yourself off from dating someone else until you guys have the dialogue of exclusivity.
Right. Okay.
But we don't have that. We haven't had that dialogue yet. And what it's saying
right.
is that when you're with him, it needs to be, you need to treat him kind of like a girlfriend that you don't put a lot of pressure on, that you're delighting in him and you're having a good time and you're finding out if you have things in common, but you're not holding him accountable right now. Do you see what I mean? And
yes,
the longer you wait to have sex, the more powerful the potential of this relationship is.
Okay.
But I'm
right.
telling you, it's got potential. You just have to realize that this guy, he doesn't want to waste his time. So he's not going to emotionally invest until he knows that you're somebody that he can emotionally invest in.
Right. Now, I know what you're saying when you said been burned. He's definitely been burned. Definitely.
Right. So what the thing is that, you know, you can define the relationship when you're with him. You could say, you know what, I'm so glad that we get to spend time together. This is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do something fun. Like, I know that I've already reserved my seats for one of the theaters that has those recliner seats for the new Star Trek movie. I've already
mm-hmm.
done it. It doesn't come out till next weekend, but I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going with a group of people, and we all reserved these recliner seats. So we're making going to the movies a big deal because this particular theater has frickin' recliner seats. Think about it. Opening weekend, a movie I want to see, recliner seats, assigned seating. I don't have to wait in line with all the schmoes that are, you know, vying for the aisle seats. I already got mine.
Right.
You see what I mean? So you
right.
say you call them up and say, okay, so we got one of those recliner theaters. These are the movies showing next week. You want to go with me? And then you do this high-end recliner theater date night. And it doesn't matter what you do before or after. Even if it's just that, he's going to go, wow, she's fun. And we got to get him past the idea of being burned and into the idea that not all people are like that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to show him now.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, you can't show him. You just have to be you. And
mm-hmm.
and the thing is that when the fun when he feels most like himself with you, it will outweigh the fear. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
All right. All right, gal pal, got to go. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 630 area code. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jenna. How are you?
Hi, Jenna. What's your question?
My question is if you can see, I guess just generally if anything's coming up for me in the next month, our career, love.
Okay, so I'm going to focus on career because this is a one-question program. So
okay, sure.
Let me see what it comes up with. All right, so this says that you're this says that you are incredibly creative, and that your creative side is the most fun side of what you do work-wise, and that people keep sort of pigeonholing you into just normal, boring work instead of this brilliant creative side of you that's supposed to come out. The funny thing is that I'm looking at your cards, and when I see cards like this, I see artist, actress, performer. I see somebody that has an amazing creative talent, and that that's what you should be going toward. Even if the next job is only a stepping stone toward it, that's the thing you should do. So
awesome.
What line of work are you in?
I currently teach.
Oh, okay. So here's the thing, is maybe what you do is you create a way of teaching that, and again, you've got my most powerful spiritual card that you can get in my entire deck, and it's called the Master. It's a card of allowing the flow of the universe to work through you. It's a card of being your most brilliant self. It's the card of recognizing that the light of everything also shines in you as well as around you. Do you see what I mean? And
yep.
That it says here ultimately that you may end up teaching people how to be their best self, that you get past the bullcrap, the illusion created vibrations that people throw at other people, and get into what's really important. And so what you're doing now is supposed to be preparation for what you do moving forward. But it says, and I'm going to say it this way, you got to get off your lazy butt and do it. Because according to this, you're supposed to go in a direction where you're not just teaching young minds. It's supposed to be teaching every mind. And it's a very spiritually based card. So the cool thing about what you, I mean, even if you were to take your background now and decide to become a human resources trainer, you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the stepping stone toward the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Awesome. Yes. Thank you, Mona. I appreciate it.
All right, gal pal. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Hey guys, I need a drink of water. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking. The Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go right to area code 843. Hello, 843. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, what's your first name?
Let me take you on speakerphone. One moment.
All right.
Okay, hello. Thanks. My name is Sunithia.
Sunithia, what's your question?
Yeah. My question is about my current relationship.
Do you have a specific question, or do you just want me to see what the cards want to tell you about the relationship?
What can the cards tell me about this relationship?
All right. Well, this is interesting. It says this relationship is an awful lot of hard work. And since I'm doing your cards, it seems that the awful lot of hard work is on your part. And I'll tell you what I'm getting, is if you were asking me a yes or no question, should you move forward with this relationship or should you trust this relationship now, I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it's saying is that you have a card here that talks about what you thought was Because initially, when you guys hooked up, it felt amazing. It felt joyful. It felt like you found someone really, really perfect. And, you know, no one's perfect, but this is saying that it just initially, it was like having that first bite of the most perfect dessert and knowing mm-hmm. that everything about that dessert is perfect, right? That's what it mm-hmm. felt like initially. But now what it's saying is that you're not sure. You're not sure you trust him. It's saying here that he seems to be, it's like one foot with you, but another foot out dancing to see what else is out there. And then there's this card of this, you've worked way too hard to get to this point in your life to settle. That's the final card in your reading.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. You might see the potential of this relationship, but the timing might be off.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would say is, you know, I think you're a great person, but I think our timing's off.
That's true. I've been feeling
so what
that
just
way.
Happened?
Something happened last night, and I was kind of caught off guard with something he did, and it just really broke my heart, you know?
Okay,
and
so here's the thing, is that you have been shown that you can't trust him. So now
mm-hmm.
you need to take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't care if you still date him, but I wouldn't make it exclusive.
Right.
So and the funny thing is that you don't wait for him to define the relationship. You define it. And what
mm-hmm.
you say is, you know, I think we should make sure we're clear about seeing other people. And they'll go, you know, baby, what happened? Say, you know what? Last night really opened my eyes. And I don't think you're ready for someone like me full time. I don't think
mm-hmm.
you're ready. And you define it. You do that. And now here's the thing. If he's worth it, he's going to work for you. If he's not
mm-hmm.
worth it, he's not. And it doesn't matter, and it shouldn't matter to you either way, because it's what's in it for you. You have done too much hard work to build your life to this point to waste it on somebody that doesn't appreciate it, okay? But do your best to not take this personally, because this is not about you. This is about him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is, you are perfect. Everybody mm-hmm. that calls in my radio program is perfect. I'm telling you that for a reason. That if someone can't recognize that you are awesome all by your own, just by who you are, and if they can't appreciate you and cherish that and trust that and be with you because of that, they're not worthy of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't make it a big deal. You're like, whatever, you're a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, the opposite of love is not hate, by the way. The opposite of love is indifference, right?
Right.
That's when mm-hmm. That's when you know it's over, is when someone doesn't care at all. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
now you decide to not care, and you wait and see what he does.
Right.
But the thing is that I think that what happened last night, and you need to look at it this way, was a gift, because it revealed part of his character that, and it might have even broken a fantasy of yours about him,
mm-hmm.
but that's okay. Because now you know what he's capable of.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And that sometimes when people act out like that, what happens is they're showing that they're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
yeah.
The thing is that's the whole reason why he's not ready, and you just take a step back, and you wait and see what he does.
Yeah.
But I would say that the timing on this relationship right now with where he is is off. And that I think that you were given this gift of truth to see for yourself that he's right now not ready. It's not about seeing his potential. It's about seeing what he does. Because
right.
people will always tell you who they are.
Yeah, they do.
All right. Got to go, gal pal. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. See you later. All right, bye.
See you.
I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hello, this is Tony. How you doing, Mona?
Hi, Tony. You're in a kind of noisy place there, huh?
Yeah.
So what's your question for me?
I had an interview on Monday, and I just wanted to gain insight on it.
You had an interview? How cool. All right, hold on. Let me see what the cards say. All right, I got to ask you a question before I turn the cards over, because
sure.
This is going to be a weird question. Do you really, in your heart of hearts, want this job?
Yes.
Okay. Because what it's saying here is that, wow, you're not afraid of hard work. There's huge potential if you can get into this job. It's about following your heart. There's a brand new beginning ahead for you. And that one of the things that I want you to concentrate on is the idea that you can take away burdens from whoever you report to. In other words, there is one particular person that would be your boss that you need to do anything this person tells you without question. It's like you being an apprentice for somebody that's going to teach you almost everything. What line of work is this?
This is technology.
Okay, so what you do is it no, okay, and I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I told a gal that was already interested in a job to do a donut ambush, where
right.
she brought donuts to the HR person. Did you
right.
interview with a specific person when you interviewed?
Yes.
Or was it a panel?
It was a person. I might have to interview in front of another person, but it was a one person.
Okay.
And I think that person would be the head of the person that I would be reporting to. That was that person.
Awesome. Okay. So here's what you do, Tony, is that now I got to ask you a question. Just based on the interview, if you were to bring him some sort of a food item, would it be donuts or pizza?
Pizza.
Okay. So what you do on Monday is you have pizza delivered to him at 11:15 in the morning, and you have two large pizzas delivered. Get one that's like a veggie, get one that's pepperoni. Okay? Two
okay.
large pizzas delivered to him, or you pick them up and deliver them, and you actually put his name on the front of the box in an envelope, and you say, I just wanted to let you know it was awesome to meet you. Thought you might enjoy pizza for a snack this morning.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Tony, we want you to stand out because it looks like there are three other final candidates besides you, and we want you to stand out in some way.
Okay.
All right. So you have pizza delivered, and you leave him a voicemail saying, Pizza Hut's bringing you some pizza today because I just want to say thank you so much for a great interview. I look forward to our next visit.
Okay. That
all
works.
Right. You just say it like that. Just say, I'm sending you pizza. You don't even have to do it yourself because it might be more trustworthy anyway if Pizza Hut's delivering it. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
And we're talking a $30 investment for something that's going to get your attention. Do you
right.
see? So but what you do is you might even go to the Pizza Hut that's closest to the company and say, okay. Look, you guys, I need you to do me a favor. And then you put you pay for the pizza, you have it delivered at a specific time, say 11:15, because the cool thing about either 11:15 or 3:30 in the afternoon. And the reason I'm saying that is people get starving again about 3:30. Right?
Okay.
Because lunch will happen at about 11:30 or 12, and then everyone comes back from lunch, and then suddenly there's two or three hot, large pizzas delivered by a guy that just interviewed because he really liked the supervisor. If you're the only one having pizza delivered, who are they going to call for the second interview?
That is true.
So what you do is you think out of the box, and you say on the little note that you have them taped to the top of the box of pizza, whatever the guy's first name is, I just want to let you know I really enjoyed meeting you last week. I thought you guys could use a great afternoon snack with pizza. I look forward to our next meeting. Sincerely, Tony.
Okay.
But put your last name, too, because, you know, we want to make sure that they recognize who you are, right?
Gotcha.
Okay, but you send one veggie, maybe one veggie, one cheese, and one pepperoni.
One veggie,
but
cheese,
three large
pepperoni?
Pieces. Yeah, and it's going to only cost you like $30 to do this. But what's really cool about it, is that when this guy gets pizza delivered to him, he goes, holy shit, this guy really wants this job. No one has ever sent me pizza.
Wow.
Right?
Right.
Because it's saying that there is a brand new beginning on the horizon for you, according to your card. And it says that you have to show that you want it. The potential of this job for you, if you're willing to work hard, is going to be huge.
Okay.
All right, my friend. And let me know what happens.
I definitely will do. Thank you so much, Mona.
All right, see ya. Bye.
All right, take care.
Okay. All right, I've got somebody here from the 415 area code. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. What's your question?
Oh. So I actually hired, I actually interviewed for a job as well last week. So I see that's the theme here.
And that's
but
fine with me.
Yeah, it's very good news. So I'm preparing to leave my dog for, 8 to 10 hours while I go to work in the city. And where I'm temporarily staying, it's very hot. I'm just, like I said, I'm temporarily staying here. I'm just renting a room. But
right.
I have, anxiety about leaving him. So I just wanted, I know that obviously the practical advice as far as what I think I can do, but I just wanted a message from Spirit as far as, I feel like the guy that I'm renting the room from, if I left the air conditioning on, I think he'd flip out. And I want my dog to be okay, alive when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to enjoy this new position rather than feeling all this anxiety about him. I couldn't sleep last night.
Well, okay, here's how I would approach this. Because if the dog is staying basically in the room that you're renting and that the temperature needs to be a certain degree because it is warm, it doesn't need to be, 68 degrees, but it might need to be 78 or 80 degrees, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to take the edge off it. So what I would do is instead of anticipating he's going to flip out on you, because you're only going to be there for probably another month at the most anyway, because you're going to find something else, right?
Right.
So what
exactly.
You do is you say to him, hey, look, I just want to let you know that I'm going to pay you an extra $100 because I want to make sure that my room stays cool, and that'll offset any additional electric charges that you might get. Now he may say, well, no, you don't need to do that. I know that we need to keep he goes, just say, he might even say, yeah, I'm a little freaky about the bills and, electric bills. So just say, look, let me give you an extra $100 right now because I need to keep my room a little cooler because I'm a dog.
Right. I mean, I was already looking into setting up the basement for my dog. And, this guy's on the bills all the time. He's a little crazy about it. My thing is, I guess I feel a little resistant that I really don't want to be paying him extra because I'm already paying him a lot for this room, and the place is a shithole. So
okay, well, but here's the thing, is you're going to move anyway, all right? Now, there are two options here, as three options. If you can get the basement set up for your dog, that's great, all right? That's option one. Option two was the dog would stay in your room where everything smells like you and they would be more comfortable. And you just say, look, I'm going to give you an extra $100 so that we're not freaked out about the electric bill, all right? The third option, and this might be the best option, is that you find a friend that can take your dog until you move.
Yeah, I was looking into that too, like a dog sitter.
Well, just the thing is that I think that and I'm saying friend because what I want you to be able to do is just supply the food for your dog and not have to actually pay them for the dog to stay with them for, say, 3 weeks or a month. Because what I'm getting here is as soon as you have enough money to find another place, you're out of the place you're at right now.
And yeah, that's the plan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to tell you, the guy is a little odd. I have to tell, I've always rented my own place. I've never worked out of a psychic bookstop. You know, I mean, I'm just giving you an FYI here. There was a time I was at one place where the guy that owned the place was such a whack. I mean, he was the most unreasonable person I have ever had to work with in my life. And what it told me was I wasn't supposed to be there. So I found another place to rent because this guy was just so unreasonable. And the thing is that the place I am right now is probably one of the most professional places you could come and see a psychic. I've never worked at a psychic bookstore. And I'm telling you that for a reason, because what it's saying here is that you're not supposed to be comfortable where you are. You're supposed to move to another place, and the sooner the better.
Yeah, I mean, I was waiting for, I'm talking about salary this week with the guy. I'm going for my third interview that I have on Wednesday. I have scheduled that we're talking about salary. And then as soon as that happened, I was going to look for another place. So I might already find a place on, say, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, move in. I mean, miracles happen. Move in, and then when I start work on Monday, then I won't even have to deal with this guy. I'm hoping that happens.
Well, what it says here is the sooner the better. The guy is, I feel a little sorry for him because he doesn't trust people at all. He thinks everyone in the world's out to screw him. And unfortunately, you're not that kind of person. And in his heart of hearts, in his soul, he knows that. But it's like people that really want to be in a loving relationship with someone, but they're looking for everything that the person could do wrong, and then it's almost like they create it for themselves. So that's what your guy does, is he creates his own problems. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Plus he's a hoarder. Yeah.
it's time. It's time. You're just being shown what you don't want. And sometimes it's as simple as that, just being shown what you don't want. All right, gal pal, thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Right,
okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Lena. How are you?
Hi, Lena. What's your question?
Must be a theme. My gosh. Everyone I want to interview. I had an interview on Thursday.
It seemed
to go pretty well. Yep. I mean, it went pretty well, and I'm waiting. What do you think the cards say about this position for me, if I'm going to get it or not?
Well, there's this is interesting. I don't know if this card is you, but there's a woman showing up here that she's sort of got a fantasy about the position, not necessarily a reality dose about the position. What kind of work is it?
It's an insurance business. I've never worked in insurance before.
Okay, so were you listening earlier when my first caller was a gal that had gone for an interview 2 years ago, ended up going back and getting the job and worked one day, and they ended up basically firing her? Were you listening on the first caller today?
No, I didn't hear that.
Okay, so it was insurance. Now, I want to tell you, you might not, I'm going to just say this because we only have a couple minutes. You may not be enough of a barracuda to be in insurance.
Yeah, I don't like competition.
Well, it's not competition. It is, there's a dogged, pragmatic, barracuda shark-like energy that some insurance people have. Now, I said it that way deliberately. There are some amazing people that sell insurance out there. But
no, she wants me to do it. This is just accounting work. It's not insurance, unless she wants me to do insurance too. I don't know.
Okay. What I'm getting is that you might not like this job if you get it.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Now, I would take the job just because if you get offered the job, take it, because I don't want you to not be working. All right?
Well, I am working.
Because, Oh, okay. Well, then don't take this job. Because according to what I'm getting, what I'm all right, let me finish my sentence. There is a amazing job coming in 4 weeks. So don't take the insurance job because I really think you'll hate it. And instead, I want you to write down the 5 things that you would love to have in a brand new job. Okay, 5 things. Write them down. Put them on your refrigerator with a magnet. 5 things.
Okay.
And I'll tell you a couple of the 5 things. The salary you want to make, the distance that you would commute to work would be a second thing on there. The third thing might be the dress code. The fourth thing might be the size of the company or the environment. Do you see what I mean? So you write down at least 5 things that would be perfect for you. Because according to this, you're supposed to be working for a guy that you directly report to, that a lot of people, they admire him on one sense, but they're also a little afraid of him because he really knows his stuff. You're supposed to work for this one guy, and I like him a lot, and that you almost feel like you have a sense of power because you work with this guy. That's who you should be working for. It's almost as though you work for a guy that might own his own business, and you end up being not necessarily his personal assistant, but the assistant to him that takes care of everything. So that would be a job that would rock your world, according to what I'm seeing here, because you would feel empowered about the job, whereas this one, you'd hate it. So that's my advice.
Okay, thanks.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right. Okay, hold on. My computer's running a little slow here. It's not you, it's me. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, this is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. What's your question?
Okay, so I'm thinking about starting a dessert company.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I would definitely would love to have a restaurant, but first I think I can start the dessert company, and I wanted to know if you had any insight about that or see what.
Well, when you say start a dessert company, are you going to do it like a food truck first, or are you going to do it online first, or are you going to get a storefront first? How are you planning on doing it?
Well, I'm planning on, making the things and then maybe doing, like, going to festivals, you know, selling it at different events, and then maybe trying to get it into stores, and then...
Okay, because I have an idea.
You know, okay.
I have an idea. And okay. The thing is that you're planning on making all of these wonderful creations yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you have the space to do it now?
No.
Okay. So where do you plan on making them all?
When I move. I have to move. I hope to move really soon. I don't want to do it where I'm at. I don't even want the people where I'm living at knowing anything about what I plan to do.
Okay. So I don't know if this company name is taken, but you may already have a name for yours, but don't tell me what it is. The name I got was Just Desserts. Just Desserts.
Okay. Not my name. I have a name of a company, but that's not it. Okay.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. Whatever the name of the company is, your tagline is Just Desserts. Or Just Sweets. Or Sweets to You. Whatever it is. Okay. But what I'm thinking that you should do is instead of being the gal that, and you'll probably do the festival and all that, I want you to come up with 3 things that are going to be unique to your company that you do, all right? And not, okay, like there's my husband's relative does patista every holiday, which is the really finely ground nuts wrapped in the pastry that they use. They actually roll it all out on a ping pong table, and they roll up this pastry, and then it comes in a log, and it's like a multi-swirled sort of dessert. It's my mouth's watering telling you about it. It's just amazing. What's so cool about this is that you can freeze them, and then mm-hmm. what you do is you pull it out and you warm it up just a little bit, and you slice it, and you have it with your coffee. Mm-hmm. Or you have it as dessert. So it can be a breakfast thing or but what I'm getting for you is that if you can be the person that delivers desserts to corporations for meetings, okay? So what mm-hmm. you do is not only do you connect with, you do the festival and you do other stuff, but what I'm right. thinking is that Wednesdays could be your visit with a container full of your desserts to a certain mm-hmm. corporate office. And then okay. everybody buys up your desserts in 20 minutes. You
okay.
see?
Okay.
And mm-hmm. then so if you're selling your desserts for $4 a piece and 20 people come and buy your desserts.
Yeah.
You've just made a boatload of money.
Right.
Okay. So what you do is then you reach out to catering companies and you say, I specialize in these three specific desserts. All right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It could be junkyard brownies could be one of your cooler things you do, which has everything and their brother in it.
Right.
like a chunky bar, but happened to be a brownie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's got nuts
yeah.
and raisins and chocolate. And my mouth's watering just telling you about it. I'm just saying that you come up with three things that
mm-hmm.
are awesome to you, and then you make a schedule with all the corporate offices where you stop by maybe every afternoon at 3 o'clock or every afternoon at 2 o'clock, and you sell your desserts. So if you can make, let's say, $80 every time you stop in an office, and it takes you 15 or 20 minutes each visit.
Right.
You can make a lot of money.
Okay. So you see, so the are the cards saying that I'm going to be successful doing it, or
what it's saying here is that I like the idea that you're keeping this all secret till you're ready to launch it. I want
yes.
I like that idea. I also want mm-hmm. people to find. I want your friends to find out you're doing it not because you tell them, but because of your reputation.
That's what I was already thinking as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
So what you do is you actually. By the way, there's a couple organizations I really like that are inexpensive for people that are
mm-hmm.
starting a business and they want to get some stuff done. Have you ever heard of
mm-hmm.
Fiverr.com?
No.
It's the word five, F-I-V-E.
Uh-huh.
So it's the number five, but it's spelled out like the word five. F-I-V-E,
mm-hmm.
and it's got two R's at the end, like railroad. So
uh-huh.
F-I-V-E-R-R.com. It's what people
mm-hmm.
will do for $5. So you
okay.
might scan. You might actually draw out your logo, which I see a cupcake on wheels for you.
Oh, I don't
that
want
might
cupcakes
be,
at all.
Okay,
actually,
but I'm just telling you.
Okay.
It's whatever
okay.
your best, like it could be a cookie on wheels. Or
okay.
it could be like a rolling cookie, like a wheel. But you
uh-huh.
you decide that you want to have some sort of a logo connected with it,
mm-hmm.
all right? And
okay.
make
right.
it the food item. Don't make it in other words, we want people to go, oh, cookie, or oh, brownie, or whatever it is, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the first company I want to tell you about. The second company I want to tell you about is a company called OvernightPrints.com. Right?
Okay.
These people,
mm-hmm.
you can actually design your own business cards, your own flyers, your own postcards. You can design it yourself right on their website. And if you don't
mm-hmm.
mind waiting for the cards to be sent to you, it's very
mm-hmm.
inexpensive. So
okay.
what I would do right now is I would
mm-hmm.
find a way to get my license. You got to find out how to get licensed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
okay.
want you doing this all under
okay.
the table. The second
okay.
thing you want to do is you want to get yourself a mailing address that's always going to be constant. So maybe
okay.
one of those Postnets or UPS stores, get yourself a
okay.
mailing address, all right?
Okay.
And then, and those things are very simple to do. But what I'm telling you here is that this
mm-hmm.
is something that you're probably going to start around the first of the year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
And that would
mm-hmm.
be the timing. So before you end up starting, you're going to be in the right place.
Right.
But in the meantime, you can still create the business.
Right. Right. I could.
And then,
could,
and then you only need.
Mm-hmm.
And then you only need. And don't do one of the. Get some kid that's studying graphic design through college, and have that kid design your website.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But I'm telling
yeah.
you, you got this. It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
Email
okay.
me the name of your business. I have a couple other ideas for you. So just email
okay.
me, Mona at mysticmona.com.
Okay.
If you just email, or just go to my website, mona.vegas, and then go
okay.
to the contact page and email me the name of your business. But what I'm getting,
okay.
I'm getting all kinds of stuff for you, so I might want to, if I have an extra time,
okay.
I might shoot you some other stuff. But thank you for calling,
okay.
and good luck.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
So, guys, just want to let you know I'll be back live next Sunday. And for those of you that are on hold that have blocked your number, I don't answer phone calls from folks that have blocked their number because I have so many people that have unblocked their number, and it's easy for me to actually call you up by saying your area code to put you on the air live. So if I missed your call today and your call is blocked, just shoot me a quick email that says, hey, Mona, I was on hold, but I forgot to unblock my number, and I will be calling from this area code, whatever your area code is, next week, and I will make sure that you get on the air next Sunday. In the meantime, have a fabulous and wonderful week, and we'll be talking soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.